辛苦的在栽培自己的儿女。
That your parents they spend a lot of effort into nurturing their children.
哦，所希望能够留给一些子女什么东西。
And they want to leave some heritage for their children.
啊，那圣经里面记载，大卫有一个儿子是所罗门。
And the Bible says that David has a son named Solomon.
啊，大卫是父亲。
So David is the father.
啊，在神的眼中，大卫是一个合神心意的人。
And in the eyes of God, David was a man after God's heart.
啊，就是他所做的都蒙神喜悦。
And everything he does, God is pleased.
啊，那这样一个人啊，在他当父亲的时候，到底？他留给他的孩子所罗门什么
？So for a person like this, what did he leave his son Solomon?
哦，从历代志上的最后两章可以看出，大卫留给所罗门三件事情。
In the last part of the First Chronicles, we can see that David left Solomon three things.
那这三件事情对所罗门。影响非常大。
And these three things had a great effect, influence on Solomon.
所以可能我们是当父母的，可能有一天我们会当父母。
And whether we're already parents or one day we'll become parents.
我们来从这个故事里面学习，到底我们应该给我们下一代什么。
And in this story, we can learn what we can give to our next generation.
是什么样的爱对我们下一代真正有帮助
？So what kind of love is truly beneficial to our next generation?
因为最平常的父母就是希望努力多赚一点钱，死的时候能够留给子女一些产业。
But ordinarily, parents want to work hard and earn some money so they can give some inheritance to their children.
但是从属灵上来说
，But spiritually speaking,
这不一定是最好的爱。
This is not necessarily the best type of love.
那最好的爱是什么
？What is the best kind of love?
就是大卫留给所罗门的遗产。
This is the inheritance that David left for Solomon.
我们看历代志上二十八章。
Let's turn to First Chronicles chapter 28.
历代志上二十八章。
First Chronicles chapter 28.
十一节。
Verse 11.
大卫将殿的牛郎。旁边府库楼房殿内施恩所的样式指示他的儿子所罗门。
Verse 11, when David gave his son Solomon the plans for the vestibule, its houses, its treasuries, its upper chambers, its inner chambers, and the place of the mercy seat.
然后看第六节。
Verse 6.
神对我说，你的儿子所罗门必建造我的殿和院宇。因为我拣选他做我的子，我也必做他的父。
Verse 6, now he said to me, it is your son Solomon who shall build my house and my courts, for I have chosen him to be my son, and I will be his father.
大卫在年纪大的时候，他想要为神建殿。
And in his old age, David wanted to build a temple for God.
因为他感念神给他很大的恩典。
Because he wants to remember God's great blessings to him.
他本来是一个牧羊人。
He was a shepherd boy.
是算不了什么的一个。
He has no significance.
但是神竟然拣选他做王。
But God has chosen him to be king.
所以大卫对神非常感谢。
So David was very grateful to God.
因此他就想要为神建殿。
So he wanted to build a temple for God.
但是因为他经历很多战争，他流人的血。
But David had gone through many battles and he had shed a lot of blood.
所以神觉得他不适合来建殿。
So God did not think he was fitting for him to build a temple.
但是神启示他他的儿子要为神来建殿。
But God revealed to him that his son will build the temple for God.
然后神也启示他这个殿应该要怎么来建。
And God also revealed to him how the temple should be built.
从十一节一直讲到十九节。
And this is recorded in verse 11 through 19.
所以大卫就把他从神领受的这个远见传给他儿子所罗门。
So David passed on this vision he had received from God to his son Solomon.
我们每一个人活一辈子都有一个理想。
And everyone, as we live our lives, we must have a vision.
但是这个理想一个有信仰跟没有信仰应该不一样。
But this lifetime goal should be different for those who believe in God and those who do not believe in God.
一个没有信仰的人，他只活在这个物质世界里面。
Those who do not believe in God, they only live in the material world.
所以他的人生理想也停留在这个物质世界里面。
So the goals in their lives are also only in this material world.
那一个有信仰的人。
But those who have faith.
通过他的信心，他已经活在灵界里面。
Through his faith, he lived in the spiritual realm.
这个灵界是从地上到天国。
The spiritual realm extends from the earth to heaven.
是从今生到永远。
It extends from this life to the next, to eternity.
是无限的。
It is infinite.
是看不见的。
It is invisible.
所以一个有信仰的人，他的人生理想应该是从物质界扩展进到灵界。
For those who have, who believe, their goal should extend from the material world into the spiritual realm.
那我们应该留给我们下一代什么？
So what should we pass on to our next generation?
应该就像大卫。
Like David.
留一个远见给我们下一代。
To give them a vision.
什么远见？
What is this vision?
就是要为神来建殿。
That is to build the temple for God.
那这个殿是什么？
What is this temple?
如果在旧约时代
In the Old Testament
这个殿里面有至圣所
There is the holy, a holy place inside the temple
至圣所里面有约柜
Inside the holy of holy there is the Ark of the Covenant
约柜上面有施恩的宝座
And on top of the Ark of the Covenant there is the mercy seat
所以这个殿就是代表神的同在
So this temple symbolizes the abundance of God.
是神跟人相会的地方。
This is where God and people meet.
也是神施恩给人的地方。
This is where God's mercy comes to people.
那今天这个殿是什么？
What is this temple today?
这个殿就是教会。
This temple today is the church.
以弗所书说，教会是基督的身体。
In the book of Ephesians, it says that the church is the body of Christ.
是那充满万有者所充满的。
Is filled by the one who is in all.
教会不是建筑。
And church is not just the building.
建筑物是会堂。
The building is the chapel.
教会是主耶稣宝血所洁净的这一群人的集合。
The church refers to the group of people who have been cleansed with the holy blood of Jesus.
也是经过洗礼罪得赦免这一群人。
This is a group of people who have been baptized and received salvation.
那这是神从世界里面选召出来的。
These are the people who have been chosen out of the world by God.
那这一群人集合叫做教会。
So when these people gather together, this is the church.
是基督的身体。
This is the body of Christ.
是充满万有者，就是天地主的主宰，宇宙的主宰就是天上的神。
This is the body of the one who is has authority over the whole universe.
教会是神所充满的地方。
Church is filled by the presence of God.
所以教会是人拜神的地方。
So church is where people gather to worship God.
教会是人得恩典的地方。
Church is where people come to receive blessings from God.
教会是人得救的地方。
Church is where we receive salvation.
教会是通天的门。
Church is a door to heaven.
所以。教会是非常重要的。
The church is very important.
神的荣耀就彰显在他的身体教会里面。
God's glory is manifested in his church, his body.
所以如果我们在这个地面上
So if in this world,
留给我们下一代一个远见
If we can leave the vision to our nation, for the next generation.
一生要来参与建设教会这个工作。
That for your whole life you are to participate in this work of building the temple, the church.
这样的人生是最有意义、最有价值的。
This is the most meaningful, valuable type of life.
因为 我们在物质世界的理想都会过去。
Because all our goals in this material world will pass.
啊，有时候还没有死就过去了。
Sometimes it passes before we even die.
那死就过去了。
And of course, when we pass away, it will pass.
但是只有我们在属灵上的这个理想、这个远见是永远存在的。
Only the vision and the goals we have in the spirit will last forever.
然后大卫又把神启示他这个殿应该建的样式、尺寸啊，指示所罗门。
David also passed on to Solomon the plan for the temple that's given to him by God.
这个就是代表我们要将教会的理想是告诉我们的下一代。
And this means that we need to pass on the goal of the church to our next generation.
一个荣耀的真教会应该是怎样的一个教会？
How should be a glorious how should glorious true church be? And tell that to the next generation.
圣经里面记载很清楚。
Bible describes this very clearly.
教会的荣耀是神的同在。
God, the church's glory is God's abidance.
那一个荣耀的教会应该是怎么样的教会？
So a glorious church should be how a glorious church should be.
所以我们的下一代从小就有一个理想，我要参与教会的圣工，而且一个荣耀神的教会应该是什么？在他的心目中有一个远见在里面。
So the next generation should have this vision of how they will help build the church and how they should work for the church.
这个是所罗门给大卫，大卫给所罗门第一个遗产。
So this is the first heritage that David passed on to Solomon.
这个远见影响所罗门的一生。
This vision influenced Solomon's entire life.
因为所罗门能够用他神给他的资源来达到这个理想。
Because Solomon was able to use the resources that God had given him to achieve this goal.
所以如果我们的下一代能够达到这个重建教会的理想，他的人生是非常有价值。
So if our next generation can achieve this goal of rebuilding the church, they will have a very valuable life.
那除了留给他的儿子这个远见之外，大卫到底留给他儿子什么？
Other than this vision, what else did David leave to Solomon?
第二个，大卫为他的儿子预备很丰富的资源。
Second is David prepared for his son a very abundant resources.
因为要达到要把这个殿建起来，一定要有一些资源。
In order to build this temple, Solomon must have resources.
所以大卫还没有死以前，他就来预备这个资源。
So before David passed away, he began to prepare these materials.
那我们先来看二十九章。
Yes, turn to chapter 29.
第二节。
Verse 2.
我为我的神的殿已经尽力预备金子、银子、器，做器皿，铜做铜器，铁做铁器，木做木器，还有红玛瑙、可香的宝石、彩石，跟一切的宝木，并许多的白玉。
Verse 2, now for the house of my God I have prepared with all my might. Go for things to be made of gold, silver for things of silver, bronze for things of bronze, iron for things of iron, wood for things of wood, onyx stones, stones to be set, glistening stones of various colors, all kinds of precious stones and marble slabs in abundance.
从第二节开始就记载大卫本身为他的儿子预备很多的材料。
Verse 2 describes all the materials that David prepared for Solomon.
可以说金银满地。
You can say it's full of golds and silvers and treasures.
那第六节开始大卫就鼓励很多的族长，以色列各支派的首领也同样来奉献这些财物给他们做殿建殿。
And David also encouraged the leaders and the elders of the tribes to also make offerings to build the temple.
所以所罗门要建殿的时候，所需要的资源大卫都已经预备好了。
So when the materials that Solomon needed to build the temple have been already prepared by David.
那首先我们来看，为什么大卫跟这些族长这么乐意的奉献？
And then we can look at why David and all these elders and leaders were willing to make offerings.
那第二个，我们才来想，那这一些资源今天对我们来讲什么意思？
And second, we can think about what these materials and resources mean for us today.
一个人信主啊，最重要就是他的想法思想啊，要完全跟圣经一样。
For a person believing in God, the most important thing is that their thoughts and their mind must be aligned with God.
这个最难。
This is the most difficult part.
如果我们的思想观念跟圣经一样，要做圣经所要叫我们做的就不困难。
If our thoughts and our ideas are the same as the Bible, then it would not be difficult for us to follow God's will.
因为我们人一生的果效是从心发出来。
Because the fruit of our life comes from our heart.
所以大卫会这么乐意的奉献，他里面的想法一定跟大家不太一样。
If David was so willing to make offerings, this shows that his thoughts are very different from normal people.
那这些族长也这么乐意奉献，他的想法一定也跟大家不太一样。
These leaders who are willing to make these offerings also means that they have different thoughts from other people.
那我们就从这一段圣经看几个原因。
And in these verses, we can find the reasons for this.
29章第三节。
Let's look at chapter 29, verse 3.
且因我心爱慕我神的殿，就预备建殿的材料，之外又将自己积蓄的金银献上，建造我神的殿。
Verse 3. Moreover, because I've set my affection on the house of my God.I've given to the house of my God over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house, my own special treasure of gold and silver.
我们就发现了，大卫会奉献一切，就是他爱慕神的殿。
You can see that David made these offerings because he has this affection on the house of God.
我们都爱我们的家庭。
We all love our families.
所以你看，好多人用好多的时间啊，多赚一点钱，要建立一个生活水准更高的家庭。
A lot of people spend a lot of time to provide better for their families.
哦，那教会是什么殿？
And church is the temple of God.
如果我们爱教会，好像爱我们自己的家庭。
If we love the church like we love our own families.
哦，或者说我们爱教会超过爱我们自己的家庭。
If we love the church more than we love our own families.
那么我们为自己的家庭怎么样的努力，我们也会为教会这样努力。
The effort that we put in for our family, we put the same amount of effort for the church.
原因就是因为我们爱，就这么简单。
And the reason is because we love.
甚至有时候我们会爱教会超过我们自己家庭。
And sometimes we even love the church more than we love our own house.
因为我们爱教会。
Because we love the church.
所以大卫为什么这么乐意奉献，就是因为他对神的殿非常渴慕。
David was so willing to make all these offerings because he truly loved the house of God.
因此，有时候我们在整个教会建筑的过程当中，我们会被很多的弟兄姊妹所感动。
And sometimes in the process of building a church, we are truly moved by a lot of brothers and sisters.
有一次啊，这个东京的墨田教会啊，他们在见证他们怎么购买会堂。
One time, the church in Tokyo made a testimony on how they built the church.
我们知道大部分都是开餐馆。
And we know the members there are mostly restaurant owners.
开餐馆礼拜六生意特别好。
And for them, they're most busy on Saturdays.
那怎么办？
So what should they do?
首先就从教务负责开始。
So they start with the religious affairs.
教务负责讲啊，那我礼拜六去开餐馆。那我怎么带领这个教会？
So the religious affairs thought that if I go work in my restaurants on Saturdays, how can I lead this church?
所以他礼拜六他就关门。
So he closed his restaurant on Saturdays.
哎，他这样凭信心关门，过了一段时间，发现他的收入没有减少。
Because he had the faith to close his restaurant, after some time he realized that his income did not decrease.
过了其他的负责人，礼拜六也关门。
So the other council members also began to close their restaurants on Saturdays.
那这个教会负责人礼拜六都关门，那圣公就开始起来了。
So when the council members all close their restaurants on Saturdays, they can see the ministry begin to grow.
第一个
，First，
他们以行动来证明他们对神的爱。
They use their actions to show their love for God.
第二个
，Second，
他们以行动来带领教会。
They use their actions to lead the church.
所以很快，教会人数一直增加。
So very quickly, the church membership grew.
那后来呀，就要买会堂。
And then they, at the time, they need to buy a chapel.
他们找到一个很好的会堂。
They found a really good chapel.
那钱不够。
But they didn't have enough money.
他们在见证。
So they testified.
他们差不多把所有积蓄，包括生活的需要，全部都献上去了。
But they had offered up all their savings and all their money they need for their living.
差不多下个礼拜要用的钱都没有。
They almost offered up even the money they need for the next week.
但是那个时候大家很有信心。
At that time, everyone had a lot of faith.
就大家爱神的心很充足，神就特别祝福他们。
Because everyone truly loved God, so God truly blessed them.
就后来会堂买完了。
So after they bought the chapel.
过了不多久，每一个人都有钱可以买房子。
And not long after that, everyone had enough savings to buy a house.
神又祝福他们，每一个人都有钱买自己的店。
And then after that, God blessed them, so every one of them had the money to buy their own store.
所以教会盖好了，神的恩典继续下来，他们在物质上根本就没有缺乏。
So after the chapel was finished, their blessings did not stop, and their lives improved.
所以我们现在如果到墨田教会，你会听到非常感动的见证。
So if you visit this church in Tokyo today, you will hear very moving testimonies.
所以为什么大卫这么乐意奉献呢？因为他爱神的殿，就这么简单。
David was so willing to make offerings because he loved the temple.
一旦爱就毫无保留。
Once he loved, he did not keep anything for himself.
第二点。
Second.
我们看二十九章的第十节。
Let's look at chapter 29, verse 11. Yours, O God, is the greatness, the power and the glory, the victory and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord. You are exalted as head over all. 14. But who am I and who are my people that we should be able to offer so willingly as this? For all things come from you, and your own we have given you.
为什么人这么乐意奉献?
Why are they so willing to make offerings?
大卫讲得很清楚。
David said very clearly.
说万物都是从你来的。
Everything comes from you.
然后我们把从你得来的献给你。
And we have given to you all that you have given us.
有时候我们为什么很难奉献?
Why is it sometimes it's really difficult for us to make offerings?
因为这是我的。
We feel like this is ours.
如果这是我的。
If this is ours.
我用劳力赚来的。
We have earned this with our own labor.
要献出去很难的，因为这是我的。
This is very hard to offer up this. This is because this is mine.
但是大卫他知道这是神给我的。
But David knows that this comes from God.
万物都是属神的。
All things belong to God.
万物都是从神来的。
All things comes from God.
如果从万物都从神来的，那我把从神得来再献给神，这是理所当然。
If all things are given to us by God, it is natural for us to give it back to God.
比方说安息日。
For example, Sabbath day.
我们如果说安息日是我的。
If we say that Sabbath day is mine,
要守安息日很难啊。
It's very difficult to keep the Sabbath day.
但是如果我们想，
But if you think about this,
因为我们有生命，所以我们才有时间。
Because we have life, then we have the time.
那生命是谁给的？
So who gave us this life?
生命是神给的。
This life comes from God.
所以一个礼拜七天是神给的。
So a seventh day of the week are all given by God.
当我们观念这样改变的时候，
If we can change our thinking this way,
发现安息日就不难了。
We feel that Sabbath day is not hard to keep.
因为神给我七天，让我六天用在自己的身上，然后把第七天神给的奉献给神，这个有什么困难？
But God has given me 7 days, and out of the seven, I can use 6 days for myself, and for one day, I offer it back to God.
那如果我们一直想生命是我的，
If you keep thinking that my life is mine,
这个礼拜是我的，
This week is mine.
哇，那守安息日就很难。
Then it will be really difficult to keep the Sabbath.
所以大卫很容易奉献，他知道从天上到地上都是神的。
It's easy for David to make the offerings because he knows that everything belongs to God.
今天神给我这么多的金银，这么多的才能，要还给神
了。Today God has given me so much treasures and so many talents. I must return these back to God.
所以观念一变，贡献就很简单。
So if you can change your thinking, then it will be really easy to make offerings.
第三个。
Third reason.
我们看二十九章十一节。
Chapter 29, verse 11. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, and the glory, the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head over all.
这个十一节最后一句话说：“你是至高为万有的首。”
The last part of verse 11 says that you are exalted as head over all.
那十一节的前面一句说， 尊大、能力、荣耀、强盛、威严，都是你的。
And he says, the greatness, the power, and the glory, the victory, and the majesty are all yours.
有时候我们常常会听人在讲哦，会夸大哦，或者夸耀说哦，他结交了哪一个社会上的名流。
Some people will brag about how they know such and such a very influential people.
特别如果你要在中国大陆做生意啊，不能够没有关系啊，没有关系你没有办法做生意。
For example, if you want to do business in China, you must have connections.
那最好的关系就是跟领导阶层能够搭上关系。
The best type of connection is to have connections with the leadership.
所以一个名片大概就可以让你走通很多地方。
If you have the right type of business cards, you can go to many places.
但是这里告诉我们另外一个关系。
But here it tells us another type of relationship.
天上的神。
That is to our Heavenly Father.
尊大、能力、威严、荣耀、强盛，全部都是神。
The greatness, power, and glory, and victory, and majesty all belong to our Lord.
他是万有的神。
He is exalted as head over all.
所以，如果这样的话哦，我们愿意奉献给神，神愿意接受，这本身就是一个极大的恩典。
So if this is the case, if you're willing to make offerings to God, and God is willing to accept it, then this in itself is a great blessing.
因为他太伟大了。
Because he is so great.
我们太渺小了。
We're so insignificant.
所以这个伟大的神愿意接受我们这个渺小的人所奉献，这个本身就是恩典。
This great God is willing to accept the offering from us insignificant people. This in itself is a blessing.
所以为什么大卫容易奉献？
Why is it easy for David to make this offering?
他认识神是谁。
Because he understood who God was.
我们有机会、有能力献给他，他也愿意接受，这本身就是恩典，也是机会。
If you have the capability and the opportunity to make offerings to God, and he's willing to accept it, this in itself is a blessing.
第四。
Fourth.
二十九章十五节。
Chapter 29, verse 15.For we are aliens and pilgrims before you, as were all our fathers. Our days on earth are as the shadow of the gospel.
这里说我们是客旅，是寄居的，我们在世子日子如影而不能长存。
That we're aliens and pilgrims, and our days on earth are as the shadow.
这个到底在讲什么？
What does this say?
这个在讲啊，人生很短。
It's telling us that our lives are short.
所以有机会奉献啊，能够奉献，这是机会。
If we have the opportunities to make offerings, this is a great opportunity.
有时候我们常常听人讲哦，等我将来退休以后，我要做什么？为什么做什么
？Often hear people say that after I retire, then I will do this and that for God.
虽然这样子想也很好。
Even though this is good in a way.
但是问题是，我们有没有机会回活到退休？这个我没有办法把握。
But we do not know if we have the opportunity to live until the day we retire.
那即使我们能够活到我们退休，
even if we can live till we retire,
我们有没有那个健康能够为什么能做什么？这也不是我们能把握的。
Do we have the health to do something for God? This is also outside of our control.
那即使我们很健康，
even if we're really healthy,
那到我们退休身体又很健康的时候，我们有没有那个资源来为神做什么？这个也不是我们能把握的。
If after we retire and we're healthy, do we have the resources to do something for God? This is also outside of our control.
因为现在有钱不等于十年以后有钱。
If you're wealthy now, it doesn't mean that you'll be wealthy in 10 years.
钱好像天上的云飘来飘去。
Wealth is like a cloud in the sky, it flows around.
所以现在有就是现在的机会。
If you have something today, this is your opportunity.
那以后是不是有？不一定。
Whether you have this tomorrow is also, is uncertain.
所以有一个弟兄啊，为着教会的圣工奉献很多钱。
So one brother, he made a lot of offerings for the ministry of the church.
人就问他为什么。
So people ask him why.
因为他说我现在有钱。
He said, because I have the money now.
现在也有教会，也有机会。
And there is an opportunity, there's a need in church.
但是将来我是不是有钱，我不知道。
I do not know if I will have this money in the future.
所以现在有这个机会，我就把握。
So if I have this opportunity right now, then I will do it.
这个观念非常正确。
This is a very good attitude.
所以大卫为所罗门预备这么多的资源。
So David had prepared so much resources for Solomon.
圣经说他们都奉献得很喜乐。
And the Bible said that they are, and they made these offerings very willingly.
这很难得。
This is very difficult.
奉献会喜乐。
Rare. It's really rare to make offerings so willingly.
就是因为他认识了这些道理。
because they understood the truth.
做得很甘心。
They are willing to do this.
那今天我们要为我们的下一代预备什么资源？
So today, what kind of resources should we prepare for our next generation?
使我们的下一代能够来真正参与建设教会的工作。
So they can participate in the work of building a church.
那我们现在就以提摩太来看。
Let's look at Timothy.
到底他的母亲为他预备什么？
What did Timothy's mother prepare for him?
我们看提摩太后书第一章。
Second Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太后书第一章。
Second Timothy chapter 1.
第五节。
Verse 5. When I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded is in you also.
提摩太的母亲叫有尼基。
So Timothy's mother was named Eunice.
有尼基的母亲叫罗伊。
And her mother was named Lois.
有尼基罗伊留给有尼基什么？
What did Lois give to Eunice?
一个无畏的信心。
Is a genuine faith.
那有尼基留给提摩太什么？
So what did Eunice leave to Timothy?
一个无畏的信心。
Genuine faith.
这个就是提摩他的母亲留给他这个儿子。
This is what Timothy's mother gave to Timothy.
所以下面说说，我深信这个信也在你的心里面。
And he says that I believe that this genuine faith is also in you.
人需要有无畏的信心，我们才能够为神做什么。
We need a genuine faith to be able to work for God.
所以这第一个，我们能够留给下一代的产业。
So this is the first inheritance we should leave to our next generation.
圣经说，信心，比能够坏的金子更宝贵。
The Bible says that faith is more precious than a corruptible gold.
所以有信心的人，就是在属灵上富足的。
So those who have faith are wealthy in spirits.
这是最难。
This is the most difficult.
所以一个人如果有信心。
For a person to have faith,
像摩西一样，
and they can be like Moses.
地位可以舍弃，
they can give away their status.
财富可以想舍弃，
they can abandon their wealth.
享受也可以舍弃，
they can abandon their pleasures.
这个就是信心所做的功夫。
These are the work of the faith.
但是如果人没有信心，
but if you have no faith,
牺牲是很难的。
These sacrifices will be really difficult.
所以我们能够为下一代预备什么？
So what can we prepare for our next generation?
无畏的信心。
To have a genuine faith.
让他愿意为神来牺牲奉献。
So they are willing to make sacrifices for God.
这是第一个。
This is the first thing.
第二个。
The second thing.
我们看提摩太后书第三章。
Let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太后书第三章。
2 Timothy chapter 3.
十五节。
Verse 15. And that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus.
So, 有尼基为提摩太预备什么？
So what did Eunice prepare for Timothy?
从小明白圣经。
That from childhood he had known the Holy Scriptures.
我们看很多的父母，小孩子小的时候要他学钢琴、学美术、学艺术、学跳舞、学什么，要变成十八般武艺的小孩。
We see a lot of parents, they want their children to learn all these different talents, like piano, dance, and art.
这个都是父母对孩子的爱。
These are all from the love of the parents.
因为父母可以感受到这一些对小孩子将来在世界上要存活下去非常重要。
So because the parents realize that these skills are good for the child when they grow up.
但是如果我们对我们的小孩子有一个远见，
But if you have a true vision for your children,
希望将来他在神的家能够做一些事情。
If you want them to be able to work for God in God's temple,
有一件事情不可少。
There's one thing that cannot be omitted.
从小就要让他明白圣经。
That they must know the Holy Scripture since their childhood.
这一句话讲了很多的事情。
This phrase describes many things.
要花时间下功夫。
You have to put in the effort.
跟学音乐一样重要。
This is as important as learning to play some music.
跟学功课补习一样重要。
This is as important as their studies in school.
那为什么这个这么重要？
Why is it so important?
因为能够使他有得救的智慧。
So they can have the wisdom for salvation.
从圣经里面，他才知道要怎么做， 自己可以得救。
From this Bible, they can understand what they should do to be saved.
啊，也从圣经里面，他知道要怎么做啊，才能够使别人得救。
So from the Bible, they can learn what they should do to help others be saved.
啊，这是第二个。
This is the second.
啊，第三个。
The third point.
我们看提摩太后书。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy.
第四章。
Verse chapter 4.
啊。提摩太后书第四章。
Second Timothy chapter 4.
第九节。
Verse 9. Verse 9, be diligent to come to me.
啊，第十节。
Verse 10. For Demas has forsaken me, having left this present world, and has departed for Thessalonica, Christian for Galatia, Titus for Dalmatia.
保罗在写提摩太后书的时候，是他人生的最后一段。
So when Paul wrote the book of Timothy, Second Timothy, this is at the end of his life.
哦，所以在最后里面，他就讲人生的凯歌。
And so he was having a victory song of his life.
那个时候他被关到监牢里面。
At that time he was imprisoned.
所有过去的同工都跑光了。
A lot of his past co-workers have left.
因为没有一个人要受苦。
Because no one wants to suffer.
所以当保罗受苦的时候，人都跑光了。
So when he was suffering, all his co-workers left.
但是保罗告诉提摩太，你要赶紧到我这里来。
But he told Timothy to quickly come to me.
这个代表提摩太有受苦的心智。
Because Timothy has this mindset of suffering.
哦，有时候我们爱孩子，很怕孩子受苦。
Sometimes we love our children and we do not want them to suffer.
啊，保护过度。
We protect them, overly protect them.
看起来是爱。
It seems to be love.
啊，但是有时候反而让我们下一代呀没有办法。啊，能够承担责任。
And sometimes this causes our children to not be able to be responsible.
所以耶利米哥说啊，人在幼年负轭，这是好的。
So,
耶利米哀歌。
Lamentation says that it's good for the young to bear burden.
啊，这个负轭就是一种受苦。
And to bear burden is a type of suffering.
这是好的。
This is good.
所以有一个爸爸。他告诉我
，So one father once told me，
他说他的女儿去参加多米尼加的义工。
His daughter went to volunteer in Dominican Republic。
一共大概去三次。
He went, she went three times。
他说他的女儿变得非常成熟。
And he said that she became really mature。
哦，为什么
？Why？
因为到多米尼加，生活相当简单。
Because when then went to Dominica, the lifestyle was really simple。
外面下大雨，里面下小雨。
And when it rains outside, it also drizzles inside.
到处都是蟑螂蚂蚁。
And there are cockroaches and ants everywhere.
有时候晚上睡觉，老鼠跑来跑去。
And when you're sleeping, there are maybe rats running around.
吃的很简单。
And what they eat are very simple.
相当辛苦了，以我们美国来讲。
And compared to how we live in the States, it's very difficult.
那女儿去三次以后变成很成熟。
And when this after the daughter went for three times, she became really mature.
听到这个父亲这样讲，我觉得很感动。
And when I heard this, I was very touched.
所以啊，我们要预备下一代来服侍神。
So if you want to prepare our next generation to serve God,
要给他资源。
You have to give them resources.
第一个
，first，
无畏的信心。
To have a genuine faith.
第二个
，second，
属灵的智慧。
To have spiritual wisdom.
从神的话。
From the words of God.
第三个
，third，
受苦的心智。
To have the mindset to suffer.
这个是父母能够留给下一代的产业。
These are the inheritance we can leave for our children.
那第三点啊，大卫留给所罗门什么
？The third point, what did David leave for Solomon?
忠心的勉励。
Is to have a heartfelt encouragement.
到底大卫勉励所罗门什么
？So what did David encourage Solomon about?
我们有没有看啊？列代志上二十八章。
Let's turn back to First Chronicles chapter 28.
啊，列代志上二十八章。
First Chronicles chapter 28.
第九节。
Verse 9. Chapter 28, verse 9. As for you, my son Solomon, know the God of your father, serve him with a loyal heart and with a willing mind.For the Lord searches all hearts and understands all the intent of the thoughts. If you seek him, he'll be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will cast you off forever.
再请第八节。
Verse 8. Now therefore, in the sight of all Israel, the assembly of the Lord, and in the hearing of our God, be careful to seek out all the commandments of the Lord your God, that you may possess the good land and leave it as inheritance for your children after you forever.
我们在这个二十八章里面可以看出两种父亲。
And so in chapter 28, we can see two types of father.
第一个，大卫以肉身来讲，他是所罗门的父亲。
So, David was Solomon's father in the flesh.
哦，但是他知道他的日子已经不多了。
But he knew that his days were numbered.
所以大卫要把他的儿子所罗门带到神的面前。
So David wanted to bring Solomon to God.
带到他天上的父亲的面前。
To bring him to his heavenly father.
所以在第九节，大卫勉励他儿子。
So in verse 9, David encouraged his son.
说你人生最重要的就是要认识神。
The most important thing for you is to know the God, your father.
第二个，要侍奉神。
And second is to serve God.
第三个。
Third.
要寻求神。
Is to search or to seek him.
就是你的人生一定要以神为中心。
That your life must be centered around God.
这是你的父。
This is your father.
因为他本身有体验了。
Because he had this experience.
如果我们认识神、服侍神、寻求神。
If we know God, we serve God, and we seek God.
什么好处都不缺。
We would lack nothing.
因为神是本。
Because God is the essence.
这个本抓住了，你什么都有。
If you hold on to this core, then you have everything.
所以这个是大卫一个本身很深的体验，对他小孩子的一个勉励。
So, David imparted this very deep experience that he has onto his children.
所以我们今天当父母，其实不需要留给下一代什么，只要他能够抓住神。
So for being parents, we don't need to leave our children anything aside from teach them to hold on to God.
懂得不断地去认识神、服侍神、寻求神。
So they can continue to know God, to serve God, and to seek God.
他的人生一定充满神的恩典。
So their lives will be filled with God's blessing.
这是第一个勉励。
This is the first encouragement.
第二个勉励。
Second encouragement.
我们看第十节。
Let's look at verse 10. Verse 10, consider now, for the Lord has chosen you to build a house for the sanctuary. Be strong and do it.
再看20节。
Verse 20, and David says to his son Solomon, be strong and be of good courage and do it. Do not fear nor be dismayed, for the Lord God, my God, will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you until you have finished all the work for the service of the house of the Lord.
对所罗门人来讲，前面的日子是新的。
And for Solomon, the days in front of him are new.
但是大卫告诉他。
But David tells him,
要刚强壮胆。
Be strong and of good courage.
不要怕。
Do not be afraid.
因为你要建殿，这是神的旨意。
Because to build a temple is the will of God.
神一定与你同在。
God will abide with you.
让你把这个工作做完。
God will help you finish this task.
所以这个勉励啊，对所罗门来说是一个资产。
So this encouragement is a heritage to Solomon.
因为大卫一生把自己的体验告诉他儿子。
Because for his whole life, David gave his experience with God to Solomon. Do not be afraid.
只要你做的是合神旨意的，神一定与你同在。
So long as you do according to God's will, God will be with you.
那所罗门从大卫领受这三样的资产。
So these three heritage that Solomon received from David.
那到底他的一生有什么不同？
So how did this affect Solomon's life?
在二十九章。
Chapter 29.
二十九章的二十五节。
Verse 25. So the Lord exalted Solomon exceedingly in the sight of all Israel, and bestowed on him such royal majesty that had not seen in any king before him in Israel. Verse 23, then Solomon sat on the throne of the Lord as king instead of David, his father, and prospered, and all Israel obeyed him.
其实所罗门的王朝是从历代志下第一章才开始。
So Solomon's kingdom began in Second Chronicles chapter 1.
但是历代志上已经把所罗门的结果讲清楚了。
But First Chronicles already describe the result of Solomon's life.
说接续他父亲做王，万事亨通。
He sat on the throne as king instead of David and prospered.
为什么？
Why?
第一句话说， 神使他这样。
And the first verse says that, so the Lord exalted Solomon.
25节。
Verse 25.
神使所罗门极其尊大。
That the Lord exalted Solomon exceedingly.
强盛威严。
And to have royal majesty.
所以大卫留给所罗门这三个遗产，让所罗门的一生充满神的恩典。
So these three heritages that David left for Solomon, led him to have a life full of God's blessings.
所以这个告诉我们啊。
So this tells us.
当我们在看事情。
When we are looking at things.
我们可以从世俗的眼光看。
We can evaluate with a worldly views.
也可以从属灵的眼光看。
Or with spiritual views.
但是能够用属灵的眼光来做事。
But to in order to do something with a spiritual eyesight.
这是真正的智慧。
This is true wisdom.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
215首。
215.